What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Music Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Greg Dixon. Big thank you to my sponsor, Liquid Death. And my guest today is Ike from the Boom Raptors. What up, dude?
What's up, Greg? How you doing, man?
Good. Good to see you.
Likewise.
Technology, you got to love it. You didn't have all of Sherman Oak.
That's awesome.
That's where our studio is at, is in Sherman Oak. So now I'm in my home studio, which is extremely echoey, but you'll have to forgive me.
Oh, you sound great, man. No worries.
Good. How you been doing, man? Good to see you. How'd you hold up through the lockdown? Did you guys do all right? Your family did okay? You guys get some music written and stay healthy and all that good stuff?
Yeah, man. Everything was good. I mean, you know, the start of it, I think it was scary for everybody. And then it just kind of started to drag out and, you know, just getting ready to get back to normal life. So, yeah, family's good. I'm good. You know, we wrote a lot of music. We did a singles campaign for the album that just came out.
Right. And
yeah, it was pretty productive. It was kind of weird, actually. Some of the stuff we had to track solo because all these new COVID protocols, you know,
right.
Especially during last year. So that was a bit of a hurdle for us. But like you said, thank God for technology, because I mean, we were able to get some stuff done when it was really difficult to do so.
Yeah, big time, dude. I know. It was a trip for a lot of bands, you know, especially bands that live their life on the road or bands that just gigged around, you know, California. I mean, I think a lot of people just kind of didn't know what to expect, and whether you were a list commercial band or you were just a punk band banging the clubs, it put the brakes on everybody. But yeah, man, good to see you're out, and you guys are going to be on Punk in the Park. That's dope, dude. How'd that work out for you guys? Congratulations.
Yeah,
and what time do you play? Do you know what time you play it or no?
I'm not sure about the set time, but I'll have all those details pretty soon.
Right.
But we're stoked. We're playing on November 6th, the date with Pennywise headlining.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, we couldn't be more stoked about that. It's going to be, you know, a huge opportunity for us. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. How did that come together for you guys?
Yeah, we've just been trying to get ourselves out there. Our biggest goal was, as soon as shows came back, was just to shop ourselves around and to really get back, you know, circulating the market and just playing as much as possible. Because with the lockdown, we, you know, I think everybody realized how much we miss live music, and there's just like this big hole that was in us for a year and a half. Right.
For sure.
Finally got back to it. It was just the first show back was amazing.
Right. Right. Where was that? What was your first show back?
Commissary Lounge.
Was it? Oh, you know what? Yeah. Brent told me about that.
Yeah. Brent was at that show.
Yeah. Brent was at that show. Yeah.
And then we just played our last show, the record release, with his other band, Taken Days. And
right.
They were awesome, man. Brent's such a cool guy.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right.
He's
all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you. So, like, I know you and I, we've kind of crossed each other's path. I got my setup on this elevated thing, and it's actually driving me really crazy. I'm not comfortable with it. But I know we've crossed each other's path quite a bit. So where are you originally from? Like, you're up in the San Gabriel Valley area. Are you originally from there?
So I just moved, but I grew up. I was pretty much born and raised in Azusa, California. Spent a lot of my time working out of North Hollywood, but I just moved up to the mountains now. So for the past 3 months, I've been living up like right below Lake Arrowhead and Crestline, and I fucking love it. It's so nice and peaceful.
You're up there now.
Yeah, it's a big change. Moving to like this small little mountain town, you know, instead of being like in the city. But I couldn't be happier. It's so peaceful. It's quiet up here. You know, it feels like COVID isn't even a factor up here. You know, people are just living their lives like normal, and it's amazing.
You there?
There we go. I got you now. Yeah.
Sorry about. Yeah, I lost you. I turned that thing off, and I lost my in ears. Hang on a sec. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great now. Yeah.
Hang on. I think I might have shut this off. Fuck, what did I do here? Hang on, dude.
No, it's all good.
Hang on. Where'd you go?
The curse of technology, right?
I never did. I always go into the studio, so I never use this. So I lost my ears. That's weird. Hang on. Sorry about that.
All good.
What happened?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you through my in-ears. I don't know what happened. I fucking moved that thing and I lost you.
Oh, crazy.
That's crazy, dude. Hold on, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
How about now?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm just hearing you through this, though. That's fucking bizarre.
Huh.
My interface, something, as soon as I moved that, hang on.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Nothing. You there?
Yeah. Is that better for you?
No, I'm just getting you through. Hold
just
on.
Just through the speakers.
You there? Test.
Hey, 1, 2.
There?
How's that? Better?
That doesn't work for now. So anyway, okay, you're up in the mountains. Sorry about that.
No, I'm good.
So by the Big Bear area?
Yeah. The town's called Crestline. So right. It's like right below Lake Arrowhead. Yeah. But it's awesome, man. I love it up here. It's great. I'm really happy
what
I made the
decision.
What took
you up there?
What's that?
What took you up there?
You know, the wife and I used to vacation up in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead all the time. And it kind of just occurred to us, like, why don't we just move there? You know, we love being up there. It's like a sanctuary for us.
Right.
I'd rather, you know, do like an hour and a half commute, like a couple of days a week.
Sure.
And be able to rest my head in a place that I'm super happy with, you know?
Yeah, that's dope, dude. My cousins lived up there for, 35 years.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. He lives right by Lake Gregory.
Oh, yeah. That's right where I'm at.
Yeah, he works at Rim of the World.
Oh, cool.
High school is like a security guard up there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's right. So you're up there now. So how does that work for the band? So where's the band Raptors actually from then?
Kind of all over. I mean, because, you know, we were out of like Pasadena, Azusa,
right,
Hollywood for a while. And now, you know, I'm living in Crestline. My brother's still living in Azusa. We got a guy living in Burbank, and then another one in San Gabriel. So we're just kind of all over like LA County.
So where do you guys rehearse at?
We do a couple lockouts here and there. So, yeah. We've been doing Wood Sound in West Covina.
Okay, I've been to that place. Is rad,
dude. It's super.
I've been to that, dude. A lot of people don't know about that place. Right off of it's right off of, is that Citrus or Azusa?
Yeah, right off of Citrus by the railroad tracks.
Right by the railroad track, right past San Bernardino Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there, dude. That place is rad. I've jammed there a few times.
Yeah, dude, that place is really cool. And also Summit Rehearsal Studios in Pasadena.
Okay, I don't know.
So that's another cool spot we like too. Yeah. And those work out pretty good for us.
What year did Raptors get together? What year did you guys start playing?
Man, we dropped our first album in 2012.
Right.
So it was just months before that. You know, we wrote a bunch of songs and, you know, we went with the new name Raptors and just kind of ran with it, dropped a full length. And yeah, here we are a couple years later.
That's rad, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Great, great group of guys. Great group of guys to play shows. I remember we played with you guys over at The Smell. I think you guys hooked that up for us.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was like, you know how many people like DM'd me after that? Like, dude, can you please get me into that spot? I'm like, fuck no. Like, I don't, like, no. Oh. How'd you get in there? I'm like, dude, I don't know. It just worked out. I'm like, no, they're all, dude, I've been trying to get in that place forever. Can you hook it up? And I'm just like, nah, man. It was an invite. You know, meanwhile, I was there. Fuck, I got Jim's cell phone number and shit, but I haven't talked to him since. Blast.
Yeah, that's a great
thanks
spot,
again,
man,
for having us out on that. That was so much fun.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Dude,
that place is like a straight up East Coast venue. It's like a straight up New York club.
Yeah.
It's so rad, like downtown like that. It's all brick and shit and all just like narrow. It's so rad. I mean, as long as a big one as far as, dude, it's funny, so I remember we walked in there and I go, this place is rad. I just, as long as the big one doesn't hit. And somebody goes, the big one. I go, an earthquake. Dude, so we went in, we took fucking gear in, and me and my drummer and I, we went down the street to get some tacos and we fucking had an earthquake. You fucking had an earthquake that night, yeah. Dude.
Dude, I remember, you know, loading up gear. We were at the warehouse that I work at, and the whole place was shaking like crazy right before the show. I was like, wow. It was
so unreal. You guys weren't even in LA yet.
Oh, we were in North Hollywood at the time.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, yeah.
When you felt it good. You felt it good.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's so fucking cool, dude. It was so cool that the way that that worked out, because it was like, I said to somebody, I go, man, I hope the big one doesn't hit. Like, what are you talking about? And yeah. Then they're like, the earthquake. They're all, so, and fucking, I'm not into bullshitting. So the rest of the night, everybody just like, what the fuck? They're all like scared to play there and shit. But it was so cool, dude. That place is rad the way just people just flock to that place. They just show up there.
I know it's got its own like local foot traffic that just kind of just out. It's got a cool little community.
Yeah, it's totally dope, dude. That place is rad. I was super, super excited to play there. And I didn't realize how many people, because, you know, the funny thing about that place was I had seen that place on the news probably 2 years prior of them closing down. And Jim was starting a petition to keep the place open. So when I found out about that spot and we got there that night with you guys, I was like, dude, I go, this place was on the news a few years back. So that was really a treat. And then, fuck, I think that we jammed with you guys up at the Key Club, too, a show. Shortly after you guys lost a friend in a car accident.
I think the Viper Room show.
The Viper Room, not the Key Club.
Yeah, the anniversary of that is actually coming up. Our guitarist, Mark, I'm getting chills thinking about it right now. His sister was in a car accident. That's why he didn't play that show with us.
Right.
And she didn't make it.
Because it was you guys, us, and was it Death by Stereo?
It was Svanas.
Oh, that's right. It was that band. Yeah. That's right. That was a great night.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Yeah.
That was wild. Yeah.
So, like, you guys, so Raptors have a new album out now, right?
Right. Yeah. So
tell me a little bit about that.
Definitely. Yeah. Like I said, we did a singles campaign for it. We wanted to make every single like kind of unique and cool and different. So we had a friend who does my tattoos and a couple tattoos of the other guys in the band, Savorn. She's at a Just Deadly Tattoo. She did tattoo flash artwork for each single. Okay. So we're promoting each single with its own like original tattoo flash art, which somewhere down the line we want to do a show. I know things are kind of weird with, you know, COVID and all that, but we want to do a show like either out of her tattoo shop and have people be able to get like flash tattoos done, some cool shit. But we got to obviously navigate around all that. But that's going to be ideally, hopefully happening soon. So all those singles came out, and then we were calling it Jurassic California for a while. And then the guys kind of had this idea of like, you know what, let's just do another self-titled, right? And I really wanted to call it Jurassic California, but it's all good. Like, you know, they wanted to do it a self-title, so we compromised, and it was a self-title. It was great. Like the art for it, the tattoo flash, the skull with the arrows is actually
rad, really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, that was derived from the single or the bonus track called Hunting Season. Okay. So we wanted to do something like. You know, I'm sure you've seen the tattoo flash with like the wolf with like arrows through his head. Mm-hmm. We want to do something a little more, you know, topical to what's going on lately. So we want to do a human skull with arrows, like humans are being hunted and, you know, kind of weeded out and all that right now. And I just felt like that just really fit.
Where'd you record it at?
Recorded at Straight Jacket Studios with Jay Stolo. He recorded it, mixed it, mastered it. And he did a lot of the production on it too.
That's right.
He's such a great guy, man.
Yeah. So what's the writing process with you guys? You guys just all kind of show up and it's like, I got this, I got that. Or do you guys just get in a room and write together?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be really spontaneous because we would be practicing for shows right before COVID.
Right.
And then we'd kind of have a riff or I'd have lyrics and then we'd kind of build something off of that. But when COVID hit, we actually spent a lot of time just writing. So it was a little bit different for us to kind of go in with the mentality of like, we're going to spend time dedicated just to writing songs. So I think that that's why these 8 tracks probably turned out as good as they did, in my opinion, because we spent so much time really dissecting and, you know, analyzing the parts and making them as good as they could be.
That's really rad, dude. Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people that were kind of like, you know, once they got kind of, once they adapted to this lockdown, they're like, all right, well, make the best of, you know, the time. And if you're a musician, that was like something that I think you did. Like, we went in and we did a covers record. We're just like, fuck it, let's just do a cover. And then like, we're like, someone just like one day, they said, well, why don't we just record these? I go, you know, and playing covers is a trip, dude. It's a mind fuck, you know? It's like, you know, because I'm not like this phenomenal singer. I'm like a hardcore singer. So I'm in this category to where I don't sing like you do or Dave Grohl or some of these other people. So
You're great on stage. Your personality, your persona is
so I appreciate that, but like Brent's all, well, let's fucking do this Foo Fighters. And I'm like, fuck you just want to do it because you guys get to rip on guitars. Like, you don't care about me.
You gotta think about me. Be considerate about me.
Yeah, exactly. I go, why don't we play like some fucking Sonic Reducer, something I'm good at, you know? So it was like, but anyway, it was cool. Like, but no, that's right that you guys did that and took the time out. So give everybody in the band a shout out, all the guys in the band, like everybody, what their job is and all their names, because I love to have you guys into the studio in Sherman Oaks sometimes as well, you know, because obviously you see how well I do. Obviously, you see how well I do with my home studio.
Yeah, I think you're doing just fine, man.
I fucking hate this, dude. I love going to the studio, and I have a guy that fucking handles everything. I just sit down and do my fucking show. I hate the mic, all this shit. I'm like, oh my god, dude.
Yeah,
that was crazy. And I never wanted to do radio this way, like, you know. But obviously, something else, adapting with the change of COVID and the lockdown. Look at me now. So there is a convenience factor to it, but it's like, you know, sometimes if something technically goes wrong and I don't have the knowledge to fix it, it's really frustrating, you know? Well, yeah, anyway, give a shout out to all the guys in the band.
Yeah, so, I'll start with Casey Goldberg. He plays guitar in the band. Right. He's amazing. He contributes a lot to the songwriting and to singing as well. We do a lot of two vocal stuff between the two of us, I've really had a lot of fun. It gives me time to kind of take a break, you know, from thrashing my voice, especially live. But we have two very unique voices, but I think together they mesh really well. It's super cool. I just got lucky with him. Our other guitarist, Mark Polanco, awesome guy. He's like a freaking grasshopper on stage, so much energy, and he's just a solid guitarist. And Damien plays bass for the band. He actually originally was our drummer. Damien's my brother. But he originally was drummer for the band, made the switch to play bass, and he never played bass or guitar in a band before. And it's crazy to hear this guy playing, you know, some Chris II Anti-Flag bass lines or something like Matt Freeman would. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? But he's really coming into his own, so it's awesome. You know, he loves it. He gets to jump around now because he's not pinned down behind a drum set anymore.
Sure.
So he's like jumping up on the bar top and stuff and having fun with that live. Our drummer, Cody Root, he used to play in Drive A. He's such a, like, the guy's a freaking machine. He's so awesome. So that really made the transition of not necessarily losing Damien on drums, but, you know, Cody came in and filled those shoes really well. Yeah. You know, I had my anticipation or my hesitation with having a new drummer because I was so used to my brother drumming, you know, for years.
Yeah.
Right. But Cody came in and just absolutely killed it, does a great job. And now Damien can, you know, slap the shit out of that bass.
Yeah, and you guys are super comfortable, and that's a breath of fresh air. And, you know, especially when you have a solid drummer, you know, because sometimes, like, I was listening to, Rick Thorne. He was talking with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a homie, you know?
Dude, Rick Thorne's rad. I see that guy, like, almost 2 times a week.
Brent and I went and watched him play last week up at Alex's.
Yeah.
And, he was interviewing, God, I forget who he was interviewing, but, you know, it's one of those situations, right, where you bring a player into the band, and the guy could be, you know, a phenomenal player, but you just can't deal with him because of his personality or, you know, he creates a hostile work environment, but he's a ripper, you know, right. So in that situation, I know we kind of went through that too. And it was like Brent and I were talking about it. Like, fuck, it's once you have something like how you guys, the Raptors have, or maybe now Toxic Energy has, I mean, us five guys have been together for like a little over three years now with this lineup. We had a drummer and parted ways with him. And even with him, we never had, there was just some, just certain things weren't working out. He's a great guy, but just certain things weren't working out. But we've never had a bump in the road. We've never had any personality conflicts with, and people don't realize that being in a band. Like, I see some bands that are nobody and they're like fighting to keep it together. I'm like, you guys have like fucking Guns N' Roses problems. And you're like, no one gets fucking Guns. Like, that's the shit. That's just shit Stone Temple Pilots goes through. You know? And you guys are just playing the Doll Hunt once a month. So that's rad.
For that level of stress, right?
Right. So that's rad for you. Congratulations on that. That's really dope that you're able to have that, because I know, dude, like that, regardless of how people perceive you as being in a band, but that's the type of shit that keep guys like you and I awake at night.
Yeah.
You know, when you have that, when you're dealing with something like that, it's gnarly.
It's something that most people don't really think of when they see bands. Right. You know, but it's really a huge factor having that, you know, that camaraderie, that brotherhood, like to be able to mesh with people. You know, you don't want to go on tour with someone that you're going to be fucking fighting with the whole time, you know, or having a problem with.
Like, right.
And that's, I can see that with you guys. You guys vibe so well when you play live, your whole band. It's awesome. And it like really comes across in your performance.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that I feel with Raptors as well.
Sure.
We're like, if we stopped doing the band for whatever reason, we would all still be friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I feel like that's so important.
Yeah, dude, that really is important. And when you have something like that, it makes for better music too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, especially when everybody's open and nobody has like an ego and there's like, you're all able to like bounce ideas off each other. And it just, and if somebody just goes with the flow, you know, there's not a lot of pushback, you know, that is really just, there's a lot to be said about that. I mean, dude, I've been banging bands and empty rooms for clubs all my life. And at my age now, this is the first success. Like I had a band, I was in a band called The Scabs back like in the 90s. And
yeah.
I played bass and we were playing with like all these like RKL, Dead Kennedys and DRI and all these bands. And
yeah,
it was cool. But there was a lot of tension, you know, there was a lot of people not getting along. So that band imploded. And then I ended up jamming with these guys called the Middle Class Rejects. And they were actually my tattoo artist. And that band was a lot of fun. And, you know, that one of the guys just didn't want to do it anymore, and that went away. But everybody kind of remained pretty cool with each other. But like now at my age now, it's the first time I've ever had the stability and the respect and integrity and the same drive from every band member. And I'm up there. I'm getting up there in age, and now it's like fuck, you know. Thank God, because at my age now, I wouldn't want to put up with that bullshit. I kind of already did. Like we had this one guitar player when I first started the band, and he was a ripper. But
that's
all he was good for. Everything else was just like it was toxic, and that's kind of where the name came from, Toxic Energy. When I came up with that name,
there you go.
I came up with that name. I swear to God, that's not even a lie. That's how I came up with that name. Because I think one day I just said it. I go, God, there's so much fucking toxic energy with musicians.
And then it just clicked. Yeah.
Like, hey, that's a good name for a band.
Yeah.
Went to Instagram and Facebook and nobody had it. And I go, no way. Nobody's like, I think some like rapper in like fucking Kentucky had it with like two followers. I'm like, fuck you.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you. Like, but then actually, lo and behold, it was actually the name of a song. So it wasn't even the name of the band. It was the name of a song. So it actually worked out. So that's rad. Mad props to you. So is that music out on all platforms, iTunes and Spotify and all that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Listen to it for free on iTunes.
That's right.
I mean, you'll do it free on Spotify. You can buy it on iTunes.
Yeah.
We're really stoked. I just want to, you know, comment on what you just said. I'm really happy for you and that you're having the success you are now. And it's just a testament to who you are as a front man and as a person, right? Yeah. That you went through all of that and thank now you're finally feeling the success and you're with a good band that you guys all deserve each other, you know? And that's, that makes me really happy to hear you say that. Like, that's super cool.
I appreciate that. It means a lot. And you know, that even goes as far as doing radio. I started out just at an internet station, which was a gorgeous station, but then, you know, like I just shot big, you know, I was fucking sitting down with, you know, all kinds of different musicians, whether it's Fat Mike or somebody from Cypress Hill or whoever, you know? So yeah, you know, and I think a lot of it just was meant to be with the timing, the way it all worked out. And it's crazy, man. It's definitely a trip and I'm grateful. I'm super grateful. And then, you know, to meet guys like you too, because like I started kind of getting ahead of myself. I'm like, oh man, well, I don't have a guest today. Well, I have plenty of guests to talk to. I don't, like the other night we were going to go to the Rancid and that Rocks, that t-shirt you're wearing. Cause I love
it. Oh
that.
Yeah.
Right.
Dropped and, it. Yeah.
Right. Oh dude. I love that band. Right.
Yeah.
And then I told Brent, I go, let's go to Alex's and just like watch Pooley and Good Guys in Black and just have some beers and fucking, it was so much fun just to come down from that, like always having to like be at the biggest show or talk to the biggest rock star on the radio show, just to come back down to hanging out with who we really like, always trying to hustle to fucking do this, just to go there and vibe with those guys, dude, was like so dope. It was like, it meant so much to me. You know, there wasn't a lot of, like going to watch Raptors. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is a music show, LA Talk Radio. My guest today is Ike from the band Raptors. They got a new album out. Get out and get it on iTunes, Spotify. And get on their Instagram, their Facebook, Raptors. Yep, R-A-P-T-O-R-S. My wife said, who's on the show today? I go, oh, this guy from Raptors. So I'm like, Raptors? I'm the Raptors. I go, they're great guys. So anyway, just to go and come back down onto that level and vibe with dudes like that was just fucking rad. And to see these guys still putting the work in, like Good Guys in Black or like Pooley, like, you know, yeah, sometimes it's hit and miss with their draws, you know, but to just go out there and support them and drink some beers and laugh. I think we had, that was like literally one of the best nights. I think Brent and I will agree. Brent will agree that it was like one of the funnest nights ever. It was just cool. Just
going out and grabbing some drinks and like hanging with people that you love and watching live music. Like, I'm so grateful that that is back in my life now because it was such a huge void, and to have it back, be able to just go out and just be in that atmosphere, you know, I don't even care if I'm playing or not, just being there. It just means so much.
Yeah. It was cool. And then his support Rick Thorne, cause he's such a fucking homie.
Yeah. He's so rad. I love that guy.
Yeah. That guy's like, yeah, it's fucking, he's at 10 all the time. I love it.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
But the guy's like, are you ever tired? Like, you know, and then Scott from Pooley is like, you know, like, it's like, dude, it was rad. It's like, so if you took all those bands at night, right? Like if you took Urethane, if you took Pooley, and you took Good Guys in Black, you got a pro skater cab, then you got a pro BMX player, and you got a professional baseball player, now a pitching coach in the MLB, that all are banging punk bands, like banging clubs in a punk band. It's, dude,
that's cool as fuck. Yeah, that's so cool.
So I was going to ask you, so you train a lot, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been training in a freestyle mixed martial arts for like almost 7 years now. I did a lot of Taekwondo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I started teaching classes, kids classes and the adult classes for Martial Art Innovations. And it was something that I actually didn't know that I needed in my life as much as I did. It's my life feels so much more centered when I'm training, when I'm teaching, and just being in that environment. It's awesome. It's really like, it's a good discipline, but it's also so liberating, you know, like there's not many places where you can punch people in the face or kick people in the face and they're going to do that back to you. And you can all like laugh and have a great time after and still be really cool, you know? But it's awesome. Yeah. I haven't been able, work's been busy, life's been busy. So I haven't been, you know, down into the school to train for about 3-4 months, and I definitely feel that void. I got to get back to it, but I got a couple of heavy bags up in the garage and I've been wailing on those, so keeps me tied over.
That's cool, man. How often are you coming down the mountain?
About 3-4 times a week.
Right. And you, yeah. Now you're going to get some beautiful weather up there.
Yeah, it's already starting to cool down. It's crazy. This is going to be, you know, our first winter up here. So yeah. I think I'm psychologically ready. I don't, you know, we're going to find out with the first snow, you know, how it's going to go. But
have you guys played, did you guys play the Cave in Big Bear? Have you played there?
No, we have. Yeah.
And we should That'd do something up there. I should see if I, we could like line up a headliner and put something big up there.
That, I mean, they've been having some great stuff up there, right? Really? Like Rick Thorn just played with, like, was it Gutterfest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Good Guys Pennywise Black.
Pennywise is up there in December.
Yeah.
Pennywise is going to be up there in December.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. And they have, like, a bunch of Orange County, like, local bands coming up there, too, to do something.
Yeah, dude, let's do it, man. I would love to play another show with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. We got to get something. So, do you play a lot? Do you play a lot of guitar as well?
A little bit. Not
you like to play like with the band in front of the band, do anything like that, because you're a pretty active front guy as well. So you think you'll ever like take a song and just chill and play some riffs and sing over them?
You know, when my brother and I first started playing, I actually played lead guitar and sang for the band. But we got two guitarists to come in and play guitar, and I obviously put the guitar down and just started jumping around going crazy, and it was like I'm never going back, you know. I love that. I know you know that freedom of not being tied down to an instrument, and you can just engage with the crowd so much more. Sure. And there's just so much more possibilities, you know, as a front man. So, yeah, I mean, that would be super cool, you know, to do something like that. Because last year we tried a holiday special where we did acoustic stuff, and it was just me and Mark, and Mark played guitar.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Yeah, that was our first time doing anything like that, and. I think we're going to do it again. We had so much fun and got like a really good response from it. So we'll probably try out some of these new songs on the record and do them acoustic, and, you know, hopefully people will dig it. Yeah.
What's the next show for Raptors?
It is November 6th at Punk in the Park.
So that is our next show.
Yeah, that is our next show.
Okay.
We're probably going to book out some stuff, you know, after that, but we do have another show that we're playing with Guttermouth, January 15th at Commissary Lounge. So down the road. Yeah. Commissary Lounge. Have you guys been in Commissary Lounge before?
Yeah. We played there with Lower Class Brats.
Oh, hell yeah.
Two months ago. We just got booked to play with Guttermouth January 14th, I want to say, in Santa Clarita at the Canyon.
Oh, really?
So you're the next night.
Yeah.
Wow, right. I'm fond of that. Yeah, I like it. Efren and I have been talking. I've been trying to put something together. I have a date blocked out for November 19th, but this Punk in the Park has every fucking band. Maybe I should tell him just to let you and I play and put somebody else on there.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, because we have the date.
So awesome. Like, he's running that and, you know, also doing stuff at Program, and then obviously all the bands that he's in, you know. He's such an amazing guy. Like, dude, every time I see him, he just lights up the room. Like, he's just always so positive. I'm like, I get like a contact positive high from him every time I see him. It's amazing.
Dude, he's constantly in gratitude.
Yeah.
Constantly, like, look at that crack in the sidewalk. Look, and then. He's like so, dude, he's done so much for us, dude. He like taught us how to like kind of go out on the road and shit. Like, they've taken us on two Arizona tours.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, he's dope, dude. I can't say enough good stuff about him. But yeah, I'll hit him up about that. So, and you ride a lot too. You ride Indian motorcycles.
Yeah, I've got three motorcycles now. I've got the Indian Scout Bobber, and I've got a Triumph Chopper that is like totally custom, super badass bike.
Yeah.
And then I've got a Honda Magna that we're bobbing out, and I'm letting my wife ride. So
nice.
She's getting into it too. She used to ride dirt bikes when she was younger, which is crazy. Right. So, right. But dude, riding is so much fun. Like,
have you rode the mountain yet?
Oh yeah.
All the way to Big Bear?
You know, what's crazy. One of the first week that we moved up here, I was riding down Highway 18, right? Rim of the World. And where it all opens up and you would see like the city, it was just all clouds. So I'm riding my bike down. Like, it looks like I'm riding into heaven. It was so beautiful. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Yeah. Like, the ride down and back up is so beautiful. It just puts you in like the best mindset, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Be careful, dude. But at least where you're at up there is probably safer than riding around like city streets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot slower here. There's a lot of bikes up here. I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting it. I thought I'd be pissing everybody off with my exhaust, but there's a lot of loud Harleys and
I'll have to hook you up with my cousin. He's been up there forever, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my cousin's rad. He loves punk rock and he drums.
Oh, sick.
So if you're ever just looking for someone to jam with, you know, he's a cool cat. Yeah, he's been up there forever. He's always wanted to play band, but it just never, I don't think, ever worked out for him. But my whole family grew up there. Well, not my whole family, but that side of the family. My cousin's fucking literally flown off that mountain and flew out of a windshield of a truck, and the trucks landed on him and he lived.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. My cousin's been up there forever, dude. Forever. And dude, Lake Arrowhead is gorgeous. I just love Lake Arrowhead. Yeah. I'll have to get together with you. I'll come up with my wife. They have like some rad tribute bands and shit up there. It was trippy because do you have a miniature Schnauzer dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we.
Knuckles. This is Knuckles.
Yeah, we have one too.
They are like the best dogs.
You carry them on your back on your bike.
Yeah, I got a backpack. Makes like a little carrying backpack for like motorcycle riding.
Yeah.
And dude, he loves it. He's got little goggles and a helmet and shit. Dude. And we cruise and he just puts his little beard in the wind. Like it, oh man, it's so cool.
Yeah. We have it's a female, but she's rather like so well behaved.
They're good, super smart.
Good dogs.
Yeah.
Really. I know, I was laughing, dude. I was like, how adorable is that? You would have one on your back just fucking cruising around. I was like, dude, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
so he likes it.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But that's definitely, we should hang out, man.
Well,
you guys want to come up.
Well, the Punk in the Park's not far from where I live.
Oh, sick.
No, I don't live very far from there at all. It's in the city of Orange. That's where I'm at. I'm like Orange, Anaheim, right where they meet. Yeah, I went up there for that brouhaha, the Ska Festival, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. No cell phone service. Be aware.
Yeah, O'Canyon Park, like nothing. Yeah,
nothing, dude. So make sure you have all your shit together and bring what you need in, because there's bits and pieces. Unless they put a cell tower out there, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that's rad. So the guys are all doing well in the band. Everybody's happy with the new record, Raptor's new album. Get out there and get it. Self-titled.
Self-titled, yeah.
Self-titled. Yeah, I got it. So you'll hit me back, let me know what time you guys play. And then, dude, when you got some time, you and a couple of the guys, one day need to come on up to the station up in Sherman Oaks and come and do an in-house show.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe do an acoustic set or something. That'd be really cool. I can't wait to see you guys again. And I'll talk to Efren about that as well, about getting that November 19th together. Did you go to that Rancid Bronx show at the Observatory?
No, I didn't.
When's the last time you saw them? The Bronx.
I think it was. Well, I saw Rancid at the Bash. Bronx. I saw Bronx at Punk Rock Bowling.
Dude, oh, you went to that?
They were amazing.
Yeah.
Like I've seen them like a million times.
Yeah.
But there was something about that show. Like Matt jumped off the stage, got into the crowd, like during Knife Man, and they were like on a whole other level. It was so crazy. It was a packed crowd for them. Everybody was singing along. Everybody was going crazy. It was just a super awesome show.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And he's a great guy. I saw them open up for Pennywise in New Orleans right before the pandemic.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, dude. It was cool, dude. It was so funny, dude. Like to go watch. Because when you went to New Orleans, like people come from like, you know, not really from New Orleans. They come from the outer skirts, you know? And, we actually became friends. My wife and I became friends with a couple, but it was funny. Like, you know, we went into this bar before the show and it's like, you could tell like who's there to see the punk bands and who's there just drinking. And this dude comes up to me. He's like, oh, super cool guy. Like, I would think we are friends on social media. And he's like, oh, how y'all doing? You know, he's had that total Southern accent. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, who y'all here to see today? And then I'm like, oh, there's a punk show. He's like, yeah, y'all here to see Pennywise? He's like, you ever heard of Gutter Mouth? And I was just like, fuck you. It was like, and you watch like Pennywise in the Bronx play for like 200 people, dude, which is like so rare, right? You don't ever see that, dude. And so, you know, we were, Jim and Fletcher hooked my wife and I up. So we're like backstage before Pennywise plays. And, you know, Pennywise plays anywhere else in the fucking the world. You know, it's a party. It's a party backstage, right? Or they have people back there and they're tight with everybody. And they don't ever turn down a picture. They don't turn down an autograph. And if they got room for you, they'll bro out with you and have a beer, you know? And, you know, sometimes if you see him here in L.A. or wherever, it's, you know, everybody's on him. They want to hang. Well, dude, it was fucking Pennywise, and my wife and I were loud enough. They got nobody. All they got is us. That's it. They have to talk to us. They have to talk to us.
There you go.
It was so special. So we were like, okay, note to self, whenever Pennywise plays New Orleans, we're going, you know? And it was rad, dude. It was so rad because – Pennywise comes in this big fucking tour bus, and then here comes the fucking Bronx right behind him in an F-150 van or an Econoline van pulling a trailer. I mean, fucking, and Matt did the same thing, dude. Jumped in the crowd even with that line of people and fucking got that shit going. I mean, that band is something else, man. I have high expectations for them to really just keep climbing that ladder.
Definitely.
One of the rightest. But, dude, I just wanted to get on and touch base and say what up. I wanted to congratulate you on the show. I wanted to plug the show. I wanted to plug the new album. I wanted to chop it up with you. I know Brent and you have run into each other a few times, and I just haven't had a chance to get out. I will talk to our friend about that November 19th. Maybe we could just put a bunch of locals together and get together and drink some beers and just have a good time and jam.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, man. Tell all the guys I said what up. Keep me up
likewise.
To speed. Yeah, keep for sure. Keep me up to speed on all the music. And then I didn't plan on going that day. I was gonna go the second night to Punk in the Park, but I'll cruise out and see you guys play and say what up. I don't know if I'm gonna stay too long, but definitely would love to see you guys. So
that'd be awesome. I'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Hey, and I got some Liquid Death for you. They're one of my sponsors.
Oh, so, hell yeah.
Yeah, I have to get up with you and get you a case of that when you're down here. Cool. I'll bring it or we'll figure something out. But thanks for taking some time out and getting on here and wrapping out with me, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the record. And I wish you much more success and good health. And congratulations up there in the mountains. And fuck, dude, you're going to love it up there, man. You're out of this rat race. If I wasn't such a bitch and scared of the snow and putting chains on my tires, I'd probably live up there too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Greg, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. It was a pleasure being on. So I'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Man. Yeah, man, for sure. Tyler, guys, I said what up. Congratulations on everything. And I'll see you at Punk in the Park more than likely.
Cool, man.
All right, bye. Bro. Take it easy.
Thanks, take care.
Bye.
Later.